I sat on the floor, cross-legged, feet bare, and cursed the mountains of notebooks surrounding me. This didn't make any sense. This was not me. I knew what I was doing. I had done this before, after all. Yet it was like I had never written a lyric in my life. I was a songwriter. It was part of who I was, a singer-songwriter. I had Grammys for my writing, Billboard Music Awards, and countless other smaller awards. I'd even won a Teen Choice Award for my song from a movie with their favorite teen heartthrob. That teen heartthrob was actually a 25-year-old man who had kissed me on my cheek when I won. And with that kiss, he became my next internet boyfriend. I rubbed my temples, cursing. He was 2 years older than me, and yet they had called me a cougar because they assumed that with that boy band hair, he was young and innocent. If I had actually dated every single man that the internet accused me of, I wouldn't have had time to do anything else. There was Brendan, the waiter from my favorite coffee shop. They assumed that I wrote Without You after he used me to get into that film. Then James, the valet, who used me to become a rock star in his own right. There were Bobby and Robert, two completely different actors who were in a feud with each other, so of course they put me in the middle. There were Sebastian, Roger, Rourke, Timothy, Easton, Megan, Ariel, Eric, Aurora, Jasmine, John, Smith, Rory, Harry, and a few boy banders just in the past 3 years alone. Since I was 15, a full decade ago, when I wrote my first song, I had been paired with nearly every current it boy and girl. It didn't matter that I'd never been on a real date then, and the only boy I had ever kissed was from my hometown, and who sold the story later to gain a few minutes of fame which had ruined my summer vacation. Not that I actually got a summer vacation. I didn't get those. But even throughout the fake heartbreaks and a few real ones, I had always been able to write. And despite what others thought, I didn't usually have a real boy in mind. They were fictional. They were friendly until they were lyrics on a page that I could sing about. I didn't need a man in order for me to make music. After all, the internet would just make one up for me when it wanted to. I was always able to write lyrics. I was good at it. Put a guitar in my hand and a mic in front of me, and I could sing, I could write, I could pour out my soul.
The letter in my hands burned, seared flesh from ink on paper. I ignored it. It wasn't a physical pain, but I would have preferred it had been. It seared my soul and my memory. I crushed the letter, tossing it in the bin next to my desk, and shook my head. There's no bringing him back. There's nothing for me to do. I repeated the mantra over and over until I finally grabbed my phone, shoved it in my pocket, and made my way outside, slamming the door behind me, annoyed with myself. I had a list a mile long to do, and I wasn't in the mood to do any of it. I needed to get on it, though, or it would never get done. "East!" Elliot called out as he bounced towards me. It didn't usually bother me too much because I was used to the way Elliot had a constant surplus of energy. But on my grumpier days, I wanted to throttle him. Of course, that was on me, not on him. Usually. "What? I have to go meet the crew and I'm not in the mood." "When are you ever in the mood?" Elliot asked, shaking his head. "But seriously, we have a family meeting at noon. Are you kidding me? We just had one 2 days ago. How many family meetings do we need when we all work at the same place and most of us live here? I don't know what crawled up your ass and died, but just be in the conference room at noon." I winced at that visual. "Well, now I'm just thinking about a roach making a home up somebody's ass, and I just died a little inside." Elliot shuddered. "Why did you have to get so descriptive? You started it."